All right, let's roll into our post-race for the 29th annual Scott's Easy Seed 300 NASCAR Nationwide Series race. And our race runner-up is Casey Kane. He drives a number 38 Great Clips Chevrolet. Casey, talk about your run out there this afternoon.
It was good. We were a little unsure going into the race. We were actually a little bit too loose for a while. We got it tightened up and got a lot better. I still wasn't right, but it drove pretty good there at the end. We had on a little bit fresher tires than most of those guys around us, so it helped, and just got a good finish. Worked out pretty well for us. First time we've finished here in a while. We've had one of the best cars, probably top three car for the last probably 2 years here in the Nationwide, and just always figure out how to crash. So it was nice to finish and finish pretty strong today.
Thank you, Casey. Joining us also right now is our third place finisher, and that's Dale Earnhardt Jr. He drives the number 5 TaxSlayer.com Chevrolet. And Dale, talk about your run out there this afternoon.
We had a lot of fun. It was my first race with TaxSlayer, and was glad to get them a good finish. We had the R&D guys from Hendrick helping us all weekend, and they did a great job. And Chris Eroy was the crew chief from the 5 car engineer, and had a lot of fun. We were pretty competitive all day, and we really didn't adjust on the car much. I ain't sure, just listening to them, it sounded like we might not have filled it up all the way on that last pit stop, so it might have had a little nose weight in it. Got a little tight on that last run, but I'm just guessing. So pretty happy, just didn't have enough for the front two there at the end, but had a blast racing in the field, but my car was really competitive, made it fun.
Thank you, Dale. We'll take questions now for Dale or Casey. If you have one, raise your hand. We have two mic holders. Go ahead. We'll start right here.
Tom Jansen, Speed.com. Congratulations, guys, for either of you. How much, just getting through this race, how much more comfort level do you have for tomorrow that you're able to transition from a new tire? And does this help you at all? You know, is there anything that is a benefit to you for tomorrow by racing today?
Actually, I think the tires showed that it can definitely race as long as we need to. We had one set today in practice, final practice in the cup car, and it changed my car around a lot. But, you know, we made a lot of adjustments and felt like we got it pretty consistent there at the end. We had no tire wear at all as far as too much. So I think we're good. I think tomorrow's race will be just fine.
Yeah, plus I think that the two tires today and tomorrow's tire are different tires.
Yeah.
You know, because before the race started, in happy hour for the cup car, I was like, well, you know, put them tires on, my car got real tight. So I got over there with Shine before my crew chief before the race started today, and I said, you know, we're going to loosen the car up any. He said, it's not the same tire. So we'll just have to wait and see what it does. So, you know, everybody, it's a good thing we got some time to practice on that tire today for the cup race tomorrow. But today's tires seemed to transition really well. I thought, you know, I don't know if we run faster or slower, but it felt about the same.
Other questions? I'm told we have one upstairs. Let's go upstairs real quick, then we'll come to Lee. Go ahead and press box.
One question to Casey Kane, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. Casey, quite honest, I'm confused about this tire situation. As far as I understand, you started with a tire, you have made the qualifying, and then with the competition course, and you changed to the new tire. I would say maybe the setup would be some guesswork, or was the car working after you changed on the new tire? And when you compare the first 25 laps to the rest of the race, which tire was handling better?
Well, I think, you know, my car was really loose the first 25 laps. I was sliding them back a lot. We made the tire change there, put 4 new tires on there, a little bit different, the right sides, and I was still just as loose. I don't know what the times were. But with this car and these two tires, I felt like it actually was pretty similar. I don't think it changed a whole lot.
Come back downstairs. Lee, go ahead.
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports Jr., can you just kind of elaborate on Chris and how he's developing into a crew chief?
Well, you know, he's a really good guy and a lot of fun to be around. And I just felt like we were going to have to run 3 cars at a couple races this year. And I was, instead of, you know, somebody sort of getting paired with me automatically, I went and sought out Chris and see if he had any interest in doing it. And he's obviously got interest in moving up into the crew chief level at some point in his career, and it's just giving him some experience to know what to expect, I guess. I don't know. But it was fun. He does a great job. He's a real smart guy, plenty capable, maybe even overqualified for what he was doing today.
Any other questions for Dale or Casey before we let them go? Guys, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Thanks for putting on a great show, and good luck tomorrow.